I'm Megan Kamrick with news about women from around the world. This week in women's history, on August 10, 1976, Peace People is founded in Northern Ireland by Betty Williams and Mairead Maguire. They organized marches that drew thousands of people calling for an end to violence. The women were awarded the Nobel Peace Prize that same year. Fallout continued this week over the firing of a Google employee after he wrote a memo questioning the company's diversity training and whether women were biologically suited to be engineers. The Verge reported James Damore has filed a labor complaint with federal officials. Supporters, particularly among the alt-right, have come out in his defense. In response, Susan Wojcicki, CEO of YouTube, wrote in Fortune that questioning women's abilities is a pervasive problem in the tech industry and discourages young women from pursuing computer science careers. She also questioned how differently people might have reacted if Damore had raised similar questions about people of color or LGBTQ employees. On Thursday, Google CEO Sundar Pichai spoke at a girls' coding event taking place on the company's campus. He told them they belong at Google and in the tech industry. This came after Google canceled a company-wide town hall meeting. Questions submitted by employees were leaked, and some were harassed online. The Texas House of Representatives passed a preliminary bill this week after hours of debate requiring separate insurance policies for abortions. USA Today reported the bill would require separate policies for elective abortions. Democratic opponents of the legislation criticized it for not putting in exemptions for rape and incest, dubbing the coverage rape insurance. They also questioned the need for the law, saying many insurance companies currently only provide coverage for medically necessary abortions. 10 states currently restrict private insurance companies from covering abortion. Officials with the Victoria and Albert Museum in London have apologized after telling a nursing mother she had to cover up while breastfeeding. NPR reported after she was chided for nursing in the courtyard, the woman took to Twitter under the handle Vegachera, showing numerous examples of bare breasts around the museum, including sculptures of women breastfeeding. Museum officials told the BBC that women are welcome to breastfeed in the Victoria and Albert. Ironically, this happened during World Breastfeeding Week. A new study finds that negative political ads are more likely to hurt female candidates, particularly Democratic female candidates. Miriam Holman, an associate professor of political science at Tulane University, found women were viewed harshly if they didn't adhere to traditional feminine stereotypes. So proving they're tough enough to handle difficult situations isn't enough to sway voters. They also have to work well with others and be compassionate, in effect being all things to all people, reported Quartz. In Nepal, officials have enacted a law to prevent the practice of forcing girls and women who are menstruating or just gave birth to sleep outside the family home. NPR reports this comes after several high-profile deaths of women forced to sleep in so-called menstrual seclusion. One died from snake bite, another from smoke inhalation, and a third from undetermined causes. The law bans the practice, known as chapauti, and family members can be fined or jailed if they force a woman to do it. But there are questions on how the law can be enforced and whether it can counter strongly held beliefs. The Supreme Court banned the practice in 2015, but there has been no mechanism to carry out the law. The film Hidden Figures, which chronicles the contributions of black female mathematicians at NASA in helping send men into space, has inspired a new exchange program at the U.S. State Department. Called Hidden No More, it will bring 50 women working in science, technology, engineering, and math from 50 countries around the world to the United States, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Participants will travel to Washington, D.C. in the fall and attend a screening of the film at National Geographic. They'll then meet with groups around the U.S. promoting STEM education among girls. They'll end up at Fox Studios in Los Angeles for a two-day event inspired by Hidden Figures. Jordan recently joined a small but growing list of countries that have repealed laws pardoning rapists if they marry their victims. NPR reported, in Jordan, under many traditions, if a woman is raped, it reflects upon her and her family's honor, and marriage is seen as a way to remove the stigma. Egypt, Tunisia, and Morocco have also repealed similar laws, and Lebanon is considering it, although some Jordanian lawmakers are worried that removing the law would open the victims up to potential honor killings. Perna Sen, director of United Nations Women, told NPR there are still many countries with such laws on the books, but there's a growing recognition that rape and sexual abuse is unacceptable. She credits women's organizing efforts and the UN goal to stop all violence against women by 2030. Women in India have taken to Twitter in response to a politician blaming a woman for being out late at night when she was chased by two stalkers. The Guardian reports Ramveer Bhatti, an area vice president with the BJP party, said Varnika Kundu should not have been driving her car home at midnight in Chandigarh. In response, women have been tweeting pictures of themselves out after midnight with the hashtag #AintNoCinderella. Women swept nearly all the top awards at the 75th World Science Fiction Convention this week in Finland. The Verge reported women reigned supreme in the Hugo Awards for science fiction literature. The awards have been steadily recognizing more work by women and people in minority groups. That prompted some backlash by fans, including an alt-right group. The award for Best Novel went to N.K. Jernison for Obelisk Gate. Women also took the top editing awards, Best Professional Artist, and Best Graphic Novel Award. And in New Mexico news, a new program has launched aiming to get more women into the wilderness to hunt and fish. KOB-TV reported the national group Mule Deer Foundation has launched the Discovering Outdoors and Encouraging Sportsmanship Program, or DOES, to get more women interested in outdoor sports and conservation. They've already taken one group turkey hunting and another fly fishing. Hunting and fishing brings about $6 million to New Mexico's economy every year, and men outnumber women 4-to-1 in applying for hunting licenses. For Women's Focus, I'm Megan Kamrick.